Tim McGuire. President Trump announces additional sanctions against Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The sanctions go all the way to the top, targeting Iran's supreme leader and his associates by squeezing their finances.
The supreme leader of Iran is one who ultimately is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime.
The president says the sanctions will hit hard in response to what he calls aggressive actions by Iran, including the shootdown of an American drone. He calls the sanctions a proportionate response to Iran's behavior, but warns it must change ways.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The bodies of a young woman and three children, a toddler and two infants, were found in Texas yesterday near the border with Mexico. A law enforcement official tells the AP the four were overcome by the heat. Foul play is not suspected. Most of 300 migrant children have been moved from a remote Texas Border Patrol station.
The Border Patrol station is in Clint, Texas, near El Paso. Attorneys who visited last week told the AP they saw teens trying to take care of infants and toddlers. 15 children sick with the flu, 10 in medical quarantine, a 4-year-old who'd gone days without bathing, and others hungry and inconsolable. But a Customs and Border Protection official tells the Office of Congresswoman Veronica Escobar there are now just 30 children at the facility. It's unclear where the children have been moved, but Escobar says some were sent to another facility in El Paso, a temporary site, but one equipped with air conditioning, rollout mattresses, showers, and medical facilities. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The driver of a pickup truck involved in a New Hampshire crash that killed 7 motorcyclists last Friday evening is charged with 7 counts of negligent homicide. This is AP Radio News. In Illinois, jurors deliberated less than 90 minutes before returning a guilty verdict against Brent Christensen in his federal death penalty trial for killing a visiting scholar from China after he abducted her at a bus stop as she headed to sign an off-campus apartment lease. The judge has said there'll be a break of a week or more before the penalty phase, which could last several weeks. President Trump has signed an executive order that calls for upfront disclosure by hospitals of actual prices for common tests and procedures in order to keep the cost down.
It will create unprecedented transparency about health care prices and provide this information to the American people for the first time ever, first time it's ever been done.
Little will change immediately. The executive order calls for a rulemaking process by federal agencies, which typically takes months or even years. Details of what information will have to be disclosed and how it will be made available to patients must also be worked out. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.